Welcome to the Metro Show. My name is Trish Gazelle. This is where we talk about things going on in the community, great charity organizations, maybe events, ways that you can participate, just a way to get involved. I know a lot of people, you know, we're giving people. St. Louis is a giving city. We love to get back, but sometimes we just don't know how. So we have a couple of great organizations for you to hear about today. And the first one, St. Louis Crisis Nursery. You've probably heard about it. But maybe you don't know exactly what they do, or maybe you don't know exactly what they need. Well, that's what we're going to give you today. Diane Miller, she's the Chief Executive Officer of St. Louis Crisis Nursery. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on. I love your show.
Oh, thanks so much. We appreciate it. Yeah, I know I was speaking with Jane in your office earlier this week, and I know you guys had us on. We appreciate it so much. I hope your event the other night at Bar Napoli was a success, and I hope we can help you with your upcoming event.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Thanks for helping to get the word out. It was a great success.
Good. All right. So you have something. Well, you know what? Let's talk about just briefly what you guys do, because I know I've heard your name a lot. And, you know, sometimes people don't. Oh, yeah. St. Louis Crisis Nursery. But what do you do, and how exactly do you impact the city? Let's talk about that first.
Well, yes, you're exactly right. There are a lot of people out there still that don't know who we are and what we do. After 32 years, can you believe it? We've been around that long, and we have just a wonderful history of two groups of women coming together, the Junior League of St. Louis and the Coalition of 100 Black Women, and they wanted to do something to help kids in crisis. So they looked nationally to see what other communities were doing and discovered crisis nurseries. So we actually were the first in the state of Missouri. And we started with our one nursery, serving kids birth through age 6. And now we're going to fast forward 32 years later. We actually have 5 crisis nurseries and 10 outreach centers.
Oh my gosh.
Serving kids birth through age 12. And they're following up with their families. And the kids get medical screenings when they come to us. And we have art and play therapy. And it's just a wonderful program.
And we'll get into more of your programs, but what does, you know, kids in crisis mean? What are they facing that you guys kind of step in and help them out with?
Sure. So it can be anything. When the families call us, it's usually in the middle of the night or on the weekend. And one of the problems that we're dealing with right now a lot in St. Louis City is homelessness. There just are not enough shelter beds available for people in the city, and so our phones are ringing off the hook. Mothers that are trying to make it work by sleeping in their car or staying at a friend's house, and then they get asked to leave. And so just imagine little ones, 2-, 3-, 4-year-old, trying to sleep in a car in this weather when it's cold and it's snowy, and that's just so unacceptable. So the crisis nursery is there, and we take those kids in, and we put them in cute pajamas, and they get to sleep in a nice warm bed, and they get 3 wonderful meals and 3 great snacks. And so it can be homelessness. It can be domestic violence, where a young woman is being beaten by her husband or significant other, and one day she just decides she's not going to take it anymore, and she wants to get help, and she knows life can be better, and she calls the crisis nursery, and again, we step in and help her children and direct her to a domestic violence shelter. It can be a family member that's going into the hospital to have surgery, or maybe they're in critical condition, or there was a car accident, and no one to watch the children. It can be just a parent that feels overwhelmed. And parenting is hard. I have 3 kids of my own, and I believe it's the hardest job I've ever had. And so there are times when you just need some extra support and need somebody to talk to and to know that you're not alone.
Yeah, and it's not anything these people did. It's a bad break. It's the, you know, something bad that happened that could happen to anyone. They just don't have the resources to fall back on.
That's exactly right. Many of them really, truly are alone in this world. They don't have their family to fall back on. They don't know their neighbors. They don't belong to a church community. They just really are alone and oftentimes feel really hopeless. And we can help with that. We meet families where they're at, and then we lift them up to where they want to be and where we know that what they're capable of doing, and just miracles happen when families get involved with the crisis nursery.
So there is an event coming up that we want to talk about, but I want to talk about, I want to give you their website in case, you know, what we're talking about, you're like, I want to go help. I want to find out ways to volunteer. Let me give you their website. It's crisisnurserykids.org, crisisnurserykids.org, that you can find out all about what they do, the programs they have, and the events coming up. But we want to talk about one for the holidays that, you know, It's hard enough, like you said, being a mom, and it's hard enough going through these situations any time of the year. But the holidays, you know, that really they really need help.
You're right, Trish. It can be a really depressing time of year for families that maybe they've had grief or loss issues, but maybe they don't know how they're going to pay their rent or feed their children, or they don't have diapers, and they're reusing. Disposable diapers 2 or 3 days, and poverty just is so difficult, and so we try to take some of that stress away for these families with the community's help. And we have a program that we've been doing for over 20 years, and it's called Holiday Hearts, and it's buying toys and donating them to the crisis nursery, and then we match those specific toys with our children. And so if you like to buy toys for a little girl, go ahead and do that and drop them off at the crisis nursery. Or if you like older, a 10 or 12-year-old boy and has a special place in your heart and you want to make a donation to the nursery, we would match that up then with a little boy that we know. And what we worry about, Trish, is we don't want any children in the metropolitan area to wake up on Christmas morning and think that Santa forgot them,
right,
or that they were bad and that's why they didn't get gifts. And that's Santa loves everybody, and the crisis nursery helps make sure that Santa knows all the kids in the community that need help.
Now, Holiday Hearts is what it's called, and they put together, you know, wish bags for the children. And on your, would you suggest, because I'm looking at your website, and it has, you know, ideas for babies up to age 1, kids 2 to 4, kids 7 to 12, I skipped an age group, age 4 to 6. So there's things listed under there. Is that where you would like people to go and take a look at what they can buy?
Sure. Yeah, that definitely gives people an idea, and we remind people that that we have a real diverse population that we're working with, and so we like toys to look like the kids that we're working with. So we just ask people to keep that in mind, and that we do not accept any toys that would be considered violent or violence-related.
Right.
We like to keep things warm and fuzzy, and so stuffed animals, craft activities, baby dolls, anything cute
dress
like
up
that.
Clothes, cars and trucks and Lego kits. So yes. Do they just drop these off, or how does that work?
So they can, if they want to become an official part of this program, they could go to our website and connect with any one of the crisis nurseries themselves. And there's a coordinator at each one of the nurseries that will work with them on this. But if that's too complicated and you're just listening to this radio show on a Sunday morning and you feel like you want to run out to Target and grab some things, please do just drop them off at any one of our nurseries. Our locations are listed on the website. We're there. We accept donations usually from like 9 in the morning till 5 o'clock at night, and after that we're really busy with the kids, so getting them ready for bed. Or the administrative office here in Maryland Heights, you can drop things off there too, and then we can get them to where they need to go. But we really need a lot of help. Last year it was 1,600 kids that we made sure had Christmas, and we're doing a Christmas program in Ferguson. We're doing one down in Jefferson County. We reach out to the Latino community. We're in the city of St. Louis. We're out in Wentzville. So
you're everywhere.
We're everywhere.
You're trying to be.
Need help everywhere.
And that's not necessarily a good thing, you know.
Well, then families don't have to travel too far, and transportation really is an issue for families living in poverty. And so by having all of these different locations, we're 10 or 15 minutes away.
Yeah.
And our ultimate goal being that we want to prevent child abuse, and we don't want any kids to be injured or hurt. And by having nurseries very accessible, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, all of our services are free. Our staff is amazing. They are angels. They absolutely love children unconditionally. And so we get so much good feedback from the families that do use the crisis nursery that they really feel supported and we really made a difference. And I've had moms tell us that we have literally saved the lives of their children.
That's
so
wonderful.
If somebody wants to get involved with an agency like that, that's the St. Louis Crisis Nursery. We need you. We need you to help us. We care for almost 6,000 kids a year, and it's really a lot of work. And
yeah.
If you have one or two kids, you know how challenging that is, much less 6,000. And so we use a lot of volunteers, and our volunteers can be age 16 and over.
Yeah, tell me a little bit about the volunteer. Like, what would they be doing? What are you in need of?
Sure. So we love high school students. We love retired people. We love moms whose their kids have flown the nest and they're off at college and have a void in their heart and they're wanting to be involved. They can get in touch with us. Again, all that information is on our website. I think it's the best job in the world, and you get to come and hold babies and read books to them and play with the kids and take them outside. And
these are kids who are, you know, through no fault of their own, are displaced for some reason, or their parents need a little extra help. So I would imagine, you know, a lot of what you do is helping them forget that, you know, they're away from mom and dad or away from that home situation and just trying to let them be a kid.
That's exactly right. Let them be children. Let them put their worries aside. And we do have an art and play therapist that helps with that, too. And especially in St. Louis City with all the gun violence that's going on, our kids live right where that's happening. So they come to the nursery, and it's like being at Disney World. Or
right.
We just want them to have as much fun as they can and not worry about anything, and especially to know that they're safe and nothing bad's going to happen.
Well, you guys do great work. Again, the website is crisisnurserykids.org. crisisnurserykids.org, or St. Louis Crisis Nursery is also on Facebook. And right now, you're kind of looking to fill those holiday heart wish bags?
We are. But then also on December 1st, we have a run coming up, Santa on the Loose, and that's in Webster Grove. And if anybody's wants to do a 5K to help the kids of the Crisis Nursery, or we also have a 100-yard dash that same morning. It's at 8 o'clock, December 1st. In Webster Groves, and they have their own website, Santa's on the Loose.
Santa's on the Loose. I love it.
Yeah.
Well, so check that out.
500 Santas running down the street. It's so great.
Is that on your Facebook page, too? Because I don't see it on your website.
It's probably on Facebook, yes.
Got it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, one more thing. Holiday Hearts, how long are you collecting these things? What does it go through? What
Well, sooner is better than later, but we go all the way up to Christmas Eve.
But, of course, you want to be a little bit prepared, right?
We do like to get things disseminated throughout the community in an organized fashion ahead of time, but we actually will have kids at the nurseries on Christmas morning, and we want to be sure that we have the right toys for them.
Yeah, absolutely. So crisisnurserykids.org. They need volunteers. They need cash donations. Always, forever, even outside of the holidays. But for right now, they're also collecting holiday hearts. The wish bags items are listed on their website. If you go on their website and click events, that's how I found it. But they also have the Santa's on the Loose. That's on December 1st, right?
Correct.
Okay. Well, Diane Miller, it's been such a pleasure talking with you about St. Louis Crisis Nursery. And, you know, always feel free to contact me when you have stuff going on. And I would love to be involved in anything you guys have. It's such a worthy cause. I mean, these are kids, you know, they're children, and they can't help their situation. So I just think it's such a worthy cause.
Thank you so much. Thanks for helping our kids. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, all
Yay,
that good stuff.
Happy holidays.
And for our second guest this morning, a really special organization and important to all of you. It should be important to all of us, whether you have someone in the military or not. It's the USO of Missouri, and here to talk to us this morning about some events they have coming up and just the USO as a whole and what they actually do is Carl Lund, who is a board member of the USO of Missouri. Good morning, Carl.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Nice to have you on. Carl's been on before talking about the honor flights that go out of Lambert, which is a great thing to show up to when they come back home. If you haven't heard about the honor flights, I would absolutely tell you to please go look those up and try to attend the welcome home party. But we're focusing more on the USO of Missouri as a whole this morning, and I bet you guys got a lot of stuff coming up with the holidays.
We do. You know, we service about 250,000 troops a year at the USO Missouri. So we just service Missouri troops, and a lot of them are going home in various ways through Lambert for the holidays. And we usually have about 5,000 or 6,000 that leave through Lambert, but we have a bunch that are stuck back at home, and they couldn't make it home for the holidays, so they're stuck back either at Scott Air Force Base or at Fort Leonard Wood, and we supply them some special gifts from the USO as well.
Okay, so the soldiers left behind. Let's just go. So some soldiers are going home for the holidays, obviously, but there's a lot who can't, and that's what this soldiers left behind. Do I have it?
Correct. There's a lot that can't for various reasons. Either they don't have family, or they just can't make it home for one reason or another. We never ask, and we never want to just speculate, but we do want to treat them all as if they are welcome and with open arms at the USO Missouri, especially down at Fort Leonard Woods. So that's where we give out most of our gifts for the soldiers left behind.
Okay, so for people who don't know, what is Soldiers Left Behind, and how can we help? What do you need from us?
Soldiers Left Behind would be all of the soldiers that couldn't make it home, like I said, for various reasons, for the holidays. And what we do is we bring them gifts from, well, the various donations from individuals or businesses that want to bring granola bars, Slim Jims, small Rice Krispie treats. We try to make them all fat. That's what it is.
They're treats. Like, everybody loves a good treat around the holidays, right?
Everybody loves a good treat, but us old people, we don't like seeing all these people in shapes. We want to give them all these nasty foods.
You are lying.
No, we supply them with lots of great treats and ways to call home if they don't have cell phones, and a nice place to watch movies and play pool and video games down at the Fort Leonard Wood location. So yeah, we basically have a Christmas for these guys and gals. If they're not going home, they can have a Christmas with us.
And so mostly food items for the treats, but also monetary donations. I'm looking on your website, usoofmissouri.org, and if you scroll a little bit towards the bottom, you will see Soldiers Left Behind. They have it listed, what they're looking for. Again, monetary donations always help, because then they can, you know, purchase stuff for the soldiers right there. So there is a link on their website, usoofmissouri.org. If you would like to participate in Soldiers Left Behind, which is, you know, making sure that the soldiers who can't go home for the holidays get some sort of celebration while they're here.
Correct. And APHIS gift cards, too. That's also on the website. It's like the base exchange. And we send, you know, we could send a soldier with, you know, over $100 worth of cards sometimes. Depends on how many we get for them to shop and get whatever they want at the base exchange. So it's a really nice gift for either, you know, just goods in general or the gift card for the base exchange called APHIS.
Okay, before we talk about a couple other things you have going on, it's Carl Lund. He's a board member of the USO of Missouri. This may be a dumb question. Like, I know you're stationed, one of your stations is at Lambert, and you have a nice, you know, waiting room for the soldiers who are either, you know, leaving St. Louis or just passing through to relax and to call home and to get something to eat and use the computer. I mean, give me the sole mission. Is it for traveling soldiers, or tell me about the USO as a whole?
I mean, in general, it is for traveling soldiers. We're trying to bring a little bit of home to the troops that aren't at home. Although, if you are a retired veteran, or if you are a current soldier, you can take a trip to the USO Missouri at Lambert and watch movies and eat free food forever. You really don't have to leave.
Oh, okay.
24 hours a day.
Well, you know, I would think some veterans might like to stop by that area at Lambert just to either, you know, give moral support to the serving members or just hang out with them and give them a kind word. Does that happen a lot?
It happens a lot more than we think. We'll get some celebrities. Marcus Luttrell.
Oh, really?
He came in. He's the sole survivor, the movie Sole Survivor. So he was the Navy SEAL. So he stopped in. We've had Rob O'Neill, the guy who's credited with killing Osama bin Laden. Lots of people, veterans or retired military love to come in and see the troops. They love to come in and congregate and talk about what they went through. And it's such a tight community. It's almost like when you're in the military, there are no strangers.
Right.
There are no strangers. You have something in common with that person, and you have something to talk about.
So I don't want to obviously say something I'm not supposed to. So if a lot of people travel during the holidays, if they're in and around the USO, I mean, do you encourage people just to stop by? I know you would encourage donations, but if we're in and around Lambert, how does that work? Just the general public?
Well, the general public, it's closed for military personnel only.
Okay.
And for security reasons, we have locked all the doors. So you have to have an ID to get in.
Okay.
But that's just so they can feel safe and secure in a controlled environment.
For sure.
Not worried about people coming in and any ill will people.
Right. So in other words, the best way to support them is either by a monetary donation or taking part in one of these events and going on your website and seeing how you can either volunteer or help. I didn't want to just be like, yeah, when you're at Lambert, drop on by and give a soldier a, you know, like, okay, apparently that's not allowed, and I totally get why, but usoofmissouri.org is the best place for you to go to find out how you can help if you would like to support the soldiers over the holidays. What else do you guys have coming up? I know you're always planning something for these men and women.
We have Santa's Express, and this is something that anybody can get involved with. We've had it for many, many, many years down at Union Station, but we just moved it last year to Busch Stadium, and we have so much more room for these people to play and see all the exciting exhibits and stores.
So what is Santa's Express? I love this.
So Santa's Express is for military families. You have to pre-register, and it's literally an entire day of free fun activities for kids, and you get free gifts and food.
So it's only for military families?
Only for military families.
Got it. Okay.
But we usually have about 1,000 kids there.
Wow.
And they will bring at least 2 to 3 parents or siblings or somebody with them. It is an amazing experience if you have a family in the military.
Yeah.
If you've never been in Busch Stadium when it was closed, this is a good time to go.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So, if those of you don't know, Carl is a photographer in his downtime, which he has like a million jobs. So are you taking pictures at the event?
I won't be there. No, it's that's the one event that falls upon my daughter's birthday every year.
Ah,
I won't be there.
Well, we'll let you have the day off then.
Yeah,
I always know you're cooking up something.
And there is more information about Santa's Express on the website, also at usomissouri.org. I know that there's a waiting list sometimes, because we do have a limit of the amount of people we're allowed to have with us, but children under 13 will receive a free toy too from Santa's Workshop.
Great. So if you're a military family, definitely check out Santa's Express. Also, we talked about earlier Soldiers Left Behind. This is soldiers who can't get home for the holidays, and so they're in and around this area, and they like to give them some sort of celebration, maybe give them some gifts, and that's really what you're focusing on now and wanting donations for?
Correct. That, you know, a lot, most of our businesses down at Fort Leonard Wood, any corporation that wants to get involved with us, if they want to donate goods or services or pinball machines or video games, televisions, game systems, video games to go with the game systems, we have such a large facility out there that we can we can handle a large crowd. We just need more for them to do. We have a pool table, ping pong. But if anybody has anything they'd like to donate directly to the troops, we'll put it in our Fort Leonard Wood facility, and we'll put their name on it, donated by this family or this company or this corporation, and you'll often see pictures of the troops playing on those donations.
That's great. So the best thing to do, I guess, would be go on their website and then give you guys a call if they have something like that.
Yeah, they can go on our website and talk to. Well, they can call Christine Trotter. She's at 314-852-2516. Or honestly, I'm out on the street all day. They can call me. I'm 314-393-5589. I could show up to their office and take any type of gifts that they want to donate, either monetary or gift cards, anything that they want to, that they would like to donate. I'll stop by and grab, and I'll take a picture of them handing it over, and I'll make sure that it goes on our USO of Missouri Facebook page and Twitter page.
Great. Oh yeah, so you guys are on Facebook. As we wrap this up here, we encourage people to visit, obviously, Facebook, website,
yep.
And your big need right now for the holidays?
Big need for the holidays would be calling cards for the troops to be able to call home if they don't have cell phones. I know everybody has cell phones these days, but calling cards go a long way with our troops. Any kind of canned goods. Right now, we're putting together, I believe the need is 3,000 Thanksgiving baskets. And I don't know if we've reached that total yet, but canned goods and yams and green beans, stuff like that, we could take, and those will go into gift baskets or just gift cards for any of the local Schnucks, Deerbergs, supermarkets would work as well.
Great.
Everything you donate to the USO of Missouri is tax deductible, and since we are the USO of Missouri, everything stays in Missouri. So if your company wants to donate $1,000 to the USO of Missouri, that money will stay in St. Louis or in Missouri and help a Missouri soldier. If you donate money to the USO in Arlington, well, that money could go anywhere around the world.
Right.
And so we really pride ourselves on being a charter center. We are not part of the USO Inc. We don't take money from the USO Inc. We don't take money from the government. We are completely funded by donations from St. Louis or Missouri companies.
Good to know. And during the holidays, you know, a lot of people do their giving during that time. So I'm so glad we had you on this morning. USOofMissouri.org. It's Carl Lund. He is on the board. Thanks so much and happy holidays.
You're welcome. Happy holidays to you too.
And thank you for listening to the Metro Show.